Okay.
The massive 8.9 magnitude quake hit near the island of Honshu and was felt throughout Japan's Pacific coast, including the capital, Tokyo. But more devastating than the quake itself was what came in its aftermath: tsunamis. The coastal city of Sendai was battered by huge walls of up to 10-meter waves triggered by the quake. Dramatic images of the water reaching the coast were captured by local television. The water swept away everything on its path as it made its way inland. Extensive damage has also been reported in Tokyo, where buildings, including a refinery, caught fire. It's still too soon to estimate the extent of the damage, but officials say they're preparing for the worst.
But at this point, we believe that the damage has been quite huge. And under that premise, the government is trying all it can to provide relief.
There are reports of deaths, injuries, and also people missing. The government has called on the population to remain calm.
We will secure the safety of the people of Japan, and in order to minimize the damage, the government will make every effort possible.
Huge aftershocks have also struck the country, unnerving already panicked residents. Russia, the U.S., Australia, and the Philippines are among the countries watching the situation carefully as they await tsunamis caused by the huge quake. Evacuations have already been reported as far away as New Zealand, South America, and Hawaii. So there are no traffic.